Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shiur number 61, the Shiurim for Women. We're in Wisdom Each Day by Rabbi Avraham Twersky. And we're talking about the idea of bitachin. And in bitachin, to make sure that we do it in the right way with the right thinking. Sometimes people have asked for Hashem's help even to steal. It's brought in the Gemara like that. You know, it's like an addict once told Rabbi Twersky that one of his most intense praying was when he stole a credit card at an ATM machine and asked Hashem to please let $20 just come out this time. So this shows sometimes how distorted our thinking can become when we're desperate. Or we could misuse our religious beliefs and be hypocritical about it to ask Hashem to help us commit a crime or things like that. Sometimes our inconsistency is not so clear. So for example, you know, you're asking for success in Parnassa, and while you're asking it, you're asking to overcome your competitor. And you don't realize that what you're doing by doing that is you're praying for your own gain at the expense of someone else's loss. So the idea of having atzlacha in your business is not to ask to drag down your competitor. No, let him have atzlacha. Or her have atzlacha with parnasa and everything else they need. But please grant me as well. And that's a nachas ruach Hashem. The same thing with someone that does not have children. And another person, has a similar problem. And, you just want you to have it without the other person or like being one up on that person, that type of thing. The idea is you... You malikal Hashem kal mashalis li by letayva. You know, let us feel requests that are for good for us. So we sometimes pray for things that may not be good for us. So we have to really understand sometimes our setbacks and recognize that it may be because Hashem realizes that it's not good for us. So when we pray, kaira Hashem l'chol kairav, Hashem is close to us, l'chol ha'sheikra'u be'emes, to all that calls upon Hashem with truth. So we have to be very sincere. And it's important when we ask for our own needs, it's not at the expense of other people's needs, but just that we need it. And the other person, let them, gesundheit, have everything they need as well, with tremendous bracha. So that's one very, very important concept. Another thing is to understand often that pain that Hashem gives to us is sometimes for a very constructive purpose, even though we have difficulty with it. Just like a child cannot understand when their mother allows the doctor to administer a painful injection. And that painful injection is actually the mother protecting the child from a crippling disease. But the child, all it perceives is the pain of it. Now, even as mature adults, often, we're not children, but when we are in a distress, it's hard for us. That's part of our avodah, but it's hard for us to recognize that it's really there for our benefit. So that's the idea, you know, it's brought down in Medrash Rabbah by Yaakov. Yaakov was grieving for Yosef. He thought he was dead, and he thought that Hashem abandoned him. And Hashem says, you know, I'm manipulating things, causing Yosef, your son, to become a melech of Mitzrayim, and yet you're complaining? Now, the truth is Yaakov didn't know this, right? But on his level, Hashem expected of him to have that emunah in him. So very often for us, it's pretty hard when we see something that to us in our brains seems detrimental or negative, and in the meantime, Hashem is preparing something beautiful and wonderful for us, or is protecting us, and we don't even realize it. We have to really strengthen ourselves and recognize that it could be that this setback or this painful thing is actually a hidden bracha, and we're going to see that bracha revealed at some point in time. Baruch Mezhevich used to say in the Sudas Shabbos, we have Maidanil Fanecha, I praise you, Al Kol HaChesed Sha'ata Osid Sha'ata Osimi, all the Chesed that you do for me, Vasha'ata Osid, that I don't have the exact text in front of me, that you're going to do for me in the future. So Baruch Mezhevich read that. And by the way, just as a good advice, it's a very long shtickle. It's right after Kiddush and before Eishes Chayil, where this long bracha. So even those who don't say the whole thing, or just don't have time to do it, or whatever the reasons they don't say it, try to say that part. It's a very beautiful thing. So the question he asked about there, why am I thanking Hashem in advance? What you're going to do for me. And the answer he said is that maybe I won't recognize Hashem's kindness when they're occurring. And I won't know that I have to thank him. Something happened and it's either a neutral event or sometimes even a painful event. And maybe and right now I don't appreciate it. So that's why I am thanking you now for all the chesed that you're going to do for me from this painful or neutral event. So that he cried then, and on the frailty of human thought, that we can't always recognize and appreciate Hashem's infinite kindness to us. And a wise person will recognize that Hashem is doing for us everything for our advantage, even though it's not evident to us. Now that is a very, very difficult avoid. It is not easy, especially when you're going through a painful experience. So it's very important to understand that and to recognize that yesod. Another Musa Haskel to learn, so we have like three different lessons today, is the idea of learning proper behavior from even animals or everything you see, right? Shlomo said, learn from even an ant, a lowly ant. Has no overseer, has no superior, has no ruler, and nevertheless is diligent to get their food. So how long will you lay in bed? This is a pasuk in Mishle, Perek Vav, pasuk Vav, and Zayin and Ches. So we, for example, are lazy naturally, and the ant seems to contradict this. No one's driving an ant to do their work. It's a natural state of the ant. So it should apply to a human being as well. So why are we by nature lazy? That's the Yetzer Hara. And yeah, ant does not have a Yetzer Hara, so it's going according to its natural inclination. Hashem put it in the little tiny brain in the ant to be very industrious, and that's what it does. It doesn't get schar for it, but it's something we can learn from. So that is the idea. The Yetzer Hara will tempt us to gratify our desires, for example, even though they're unethical and immoral, and we have to resist some those temptations, and we have, you know, we don't yield to the Yetzer Hara, you know, because so observe the ant this way. So it's very, very important to do that. We'll end off here by a story by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was consulted by a man who had a situation. He had a very tight cash flow, and he was holding his friend's money for safekeeping. So he asked the Shaila, could I use this money and replace it in 2 weeks when he knows his problem will be solved? And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he cannot use the money that was given to him for safekeeping. Your friend gave it to you for safekeeping. You cannot use that money for your own private purposes. And the next day, this man received a call from Rav Shlomo Zalman that he was able to get a loan for him for the amount that he needed. So you see the tzidkus of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, how he handled the halachic situation. That he told him he can't use that pikadon, but then at the same time, he recognized that this person was in a tight financial spot, so he did everything to do the chesed for him. We have examples like this all the time, that, for example, a poor person asked about their chicken. That's the only thing they could eat. And the Rav had no choice, had to paskin that it's treif. And what did they do? They had to paskin it's treif, but then they collected money and made sure that this person had food for Shabbos. If they knew that, they wouldn't be able to replace that food that was disallowed by the treifus. You know, you had this also where you have to paskin against a poor person if that's justice. You can't favor a poor person. David HaMelech used to do this. If a poor person lost the case, that's mishpat. He has to paskin on the poor person. You lose that money, or you have to pay that money, or you don't get that money. But at the same time, afterwards, as a separate thing, he tried to do chesed for them. So the three lessons that we learned today, number one, is when we pray, we have to pray sincerely and not fool ourselves and not be inconsistent in our prayer or not be hypocritical in our prayers and not to drag anyone down to don't ask hatzlacha for your business by dragging a competitor down. Just ask for yourself and wish well on your competitor. The second, that you thank Hashem for chasadim that you will do for me later, because even neutral or painful things now is Hashem's kindness but we just, it's not evident to us now, so we have to acknowledge that. And just a recommendation, even if you don't say that whole long shtickle Friday night, you should say at least that Maidani Lefanecha. That's very, very important. And the third thing that we said is to learn from an ant, or to be diligent. To be diligent and to work and to go against a nature of the Yetzirah and learn from animals, even though they don't get schar for their good behaviors, but that you could learn from the ant that good behavior. And that's what Hashem wants you to do. And then we said a story about a compassion of, even though you're paskin adin against somebody, you later try to help them. Bracha v'atzlacha.